Good morning. I'm John Sleggers. The U.S. House has passed a resolution reaffirming the United States' support for Israel and condemning the actions of Hamas terrorists against that nation. Feenstra says the attacks, quote, represent the most despicable form of evil and must be swiftly eradicated, end of quote. 11 Americans were among over 1,000 who died in Hamas attacks against Israeli communities near the Gaza border. Hundreds of Israelis died, including women, children, and the elderly. Dozens were taken hostage by the terrorists. The Plymouth County Board of Supervisors approved a proposal to purchase a new communication system for the county's secondary roads department. County Engineer Tom Roy and Sean Olson presented the proposal to provide 70 mobile radios and 2 base units from Alpha Wireless of Mankato, Minnesota. The cost of the new units are $158,000. More honors for a canine team, including an officer and deputy from Plymouth County. Lamar's Police, on their Facebook page, say they competed at the National Canine Trials in Alabama last week. 2 officers, Bob Rowmiller of Lamar's Police and Kyle Peterson from the Plymouth County Sheriff's Office, were part of a team that included Officer Eric Meineke from the Sheldon Police Department, Officer Jordan Carey from the Rock Valley Police Department, and Officer William Perez from the Des Moines Police Department. They placed 4th overall at the event, which drew 80 teams from around the U.S. There's an open house planned for Hinton School District on Thursday. They will provide information on their school expansion plans. School district voters on November 7 will have 4 issues before them. The first would authorize over $16 million in bonds to fund school improvements. The second would increase the district's maximum debt levy amount by $1.34 per thousand valuation in order to cover payment of the bonds. The third would increase the amount of the physical plant and equipment levy to $1.34 per thousand, and this will support ongoing maintenance of these new facilities. And the fourth initiative calls for extension of the new PEPA levy for an additional 10 years to 2035. There will be an open house info night Thursday from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. at the Hinton Middle School High School Library. The Plymouth County Board of Supervisors approved first reading of their amended zoning ordinance. This ordinance addresses new structures, solar energy systems, digital or electronic signs and billboards, and new setback distances for wind generators. The discussion yesterday centered on the definition of special events. This was included at the suggestion of the zoning board's consultant, saying if an activity is not recognized in the ordinance, it can't be regulated. This allows for temporary activities such as weddings, concerts, or carnivals in areas that don't include such activities in a particular zone, such as a pasture or a rural home. Such activities could occur through a conditional use permit. 3 readings are required before passage. Iowa State University has landed a 4-year, $14 million grant to design a national testing facility that will simulate tornadoes and other windstorms like the powerful derecho that carved a path of destruction across the state in 2020. Professor Partha Sarkar, interim chair of Iowa's Hughes Department of Aerospace Engineering, is heading up the project.
So it is just like a wind tunnel, but except it can produce winds that are common in the Midwest, which are tornadoes and downbursts and gust fronts.
The grant will support replacing ISU's current tornado microburst simulator, which is nearly 20 years old. It was also designed by Sarkar. That simulator is housed at Howe Hall on the Ames campus and is used to research straight line and rotating winds, aerodynamic testing, flow visualization, and more. That's KLEM News. I'm John Sleggers.